SBS Radio.
Timothy Kane is the Australian ambassador to Brazil since November 2018. Good morning to you. Welcome to the SBS Portuguese Language Program.
Hi, Luciana. Yeah, great to be here and thanks very much.
Timothy, Brazil is considering dropping visas for visitors from Australia and also United States, Canada and Japan to boost its tourism industry. Do you welcome the prospect?
Yeah, look, I think it's a great development and we very much welcome it. We had a little bit of a taste for it during the 2016 Rio Olympics when the same sort of conditions applied and Australians could enter visa free. And I think from that experience, the Brazilians realised that it was a terrific boost to their tourism industry. And countries such as Australia are very low risk in terms of their immigration requirements. And so we very much welcome it.
So only these four countries are being considered. So it's amazing that, Australia is part of this selected group. And also, I understand that the Brazilian government issued electronic visas for this, for Australia, US, Canada and Japan only, isn't it?
Yes, and we've had e-visas now for a little while now,
yes,
just over 12 months. And it's been working very well. And Australia played a bit of a role in helping the Brazilians set up their e-visa system. So we're familiar with that. Australians have been using the e-visa now for some time. And what we've seen overall since the e-visa was introduced is quite an increase in the number of tourists from the countries where the e-visa applies, including Australia. So in 2017, we had about 31,000 Australians visiting Brazil, and that was quite an increase on the previous year. And we expect those numbers only to increase going forward.
How many visitors in 2016?
I don't have the exact figure for 2016. Mm. But in 2017, it was 31,325.
Yes.
And what we've seen from the statistics that have been provided to us by the Brazilian government, overall, the countries that have had eligibility for e-visa, there's been an increase of 41% since the e-visa was introduced. So it's quite an impressive number. Ultimately, that's a decision for the Brazilian government, how broad it takes, you know, the waiving of the tourist visa. But certainly in the case of Australia, by dropping the need for Australians to have a tourist visa to enter Brazil, undoubtedly we would expect an increase in the number of Australian tourists coming because it just makes it so much easier. And if you're in Latin America, for example, and you decide to visit Brazil, well then there's no additional steps that you need to take. You just organise your plane ticket and away you go. So there are some significant advantages, and we would hope that if they introduce it and they look as though that they're definitely going to do it for those four countries, that it becomes a permanent arrangement.
In your opinion, what else could Brazil do to improve its tourism industry and make it more appealing to Australians? And how also Australians can take notice and more interest in going to Brazil?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think given that tourism, international tourism now is so competitive, you need to be out there sort of focusing on the areas that are going to be most attractive for Australian tourists in this case. And I think marketing, you know, what does Brazil offer that's appealing to Australian tourists is very important. And I think the unique advantages it has in terms of, you know, the Amazon, for example, the spectacular sites such as Iguazu Falls. I mean, these types of things I think are very appealing to Australian tourists, and not just young tourists, but even Australians who have retired and might be looking for something different, but it's still quite accessible and relatively straightforward to do. So I think these types of things are very advantageous in terms of the Australian market. And I think as well to highlight what the government's doing in terms of security. Oftentimes there's a perception that some places might not be as safe as what it are. So I think, you know, what measures are in place to address those I think would be very beneficial. But overall, the fact that Brazil has so much to offer, the Brazilian people are very friendly and very open towards tourists. I think that navigating the language barrier, I think, is quite doable here in terms of, you know, if you don't have a lot of Portuguese, it's still relatively easy to get around. So I think there's some of the measures that they might want to consider, and including, I would say, social media and having a look at social media in Australia and marketing Brazilian tourism through social media.
The plan, Tim, doesn't require, as you know, reciprocity. Australia is not required to drop visas for visitors from Brazil. Will that change? Would Australia consider placing Brazil in the list of countries that don't require a visa?
We have no plans to change the visa requirements or visa application process for Brazilians. The fact that the Brazilians are going to introduce the visa waiver for Australians on a non-reciprocal basis, partly is on the understanding that there won't be any changes planned for Brazilians going to Australia. The Brazilians are already able to apply for Australian visitor visas online, and this ensures that the visa process is very quick, it's quite convenient, and it's easy for Brazilians travelling to Australia for tourism or business. So already moving to the e-visa system means you can access our visa sort of online, no matter where you are in Brazil. And look, last year, we go by financial year, but in 2017-18, we granted over 34,000 visitor visas to Brazilian nationals. So in many ways, our own visa arrangement for Brazilians doesn't seem to be a particularly big obstacle to Brazilians coming to Australia.
Which countries are currently exempt from visa in Australia?
Yeah, well, look, Australia's universal visa system requires that all non-citizens, regardless of nationality, hold a visa to enter and remain in Australia. And in fact, that the arrangement for New Zealand systems is a bit more complicated. It's not sort of for me to comment on, and I'm not completely across the process in great detail myself. But it is, in many ways, I mean, New Zealand's are required to do something in terms of entering Australia. Outside of that, everyone else is required to have a visa to enter Australia anyway. So that's the current arrangement, and I'm certainly not aware of any plans to change that.
You mentioned in our last interview that one of your priorities is to add Brazil to another list, the list of countries that could benefit from Australia's work and holiday visa, like Portugal. Is there any progress on this?
Yes. Well, look, since we last spoke, Luciana, we have been pushing it quite actively through the Brazilian government bureaucracy. And we are making progress. These things do take time. And we are encouraging the Brazilians to move. As you might be aware, recently we've increased the number of places that are available under very similar programs in other Latin American countries. And it's very important for us to get the work and holiday program in place for Brazil. At the moment, the ball is in the Brazilian court, and we're very much encouraging them and working with them to get this through the system as quickly as possible, because we do see this as of considerable benefit to not just young Brazilians, but we also want to see young Australians coming to Brazil. And the program, we know, has been a big success in other countries where we already have it in place. So I think it's high time we had it in Brazil, and we are moving on the issue. At the moment, and this is not an exhaustive list, but we certainly have a very good program with Chile, with Argentina, and with Peru. I think that they're working on other countries as well, but they're certainly three that I'm aware of.
understand, what does the Brazilian government need to do?
No, because the reciprocal arrangement, so by us allowing young Brazilians to come and work and holiday in Australia, the Brazilian side would need to allow the same number of Australians to be eligible to come and work and holiday in Brazil. So it's a reciprocal arrangement. That's how it works. And the Brazilians need to be comfortable with that and to be sort of to reconcile that with their own internal processes. But, you know, through our meetings and things, we've been told that for them it shouldn't be a particular problem. It just needs to go through, there needs to be consultations internally. But it is a reciprocal agreement. It's very important to actually get the sort of framework in place first, and then we have an initial sort of number of young people eligible from both countries to come and stay and holiday and work in the other country. And then depending on how the program goes, we could look at increasing the numbers, which is what we've done in other markets such as Chile, but also in countries such as Spain. So it depends a little bit. There is often room to manoeuvre on the numbers, but the key thing initially is to get the framework, the agreement in place and take it from there.
And just very briefly, Tim, what is the work and holiday visa? What does it allow?
It allows young people up to the age of about 30 to holiday and work in the country. So they can go and work, earn an income in Australia, travel around, undertake a number of jobs. It provides the opportunity for them, if they want to do some English language, for example, for 3 months, say, and work while they're doing that, or do that sort of intensely for a while and then work for 9 months, they can do that. We know that what it does mean is it makes Australia a lot more attractive as a destination, because oftentimes the young people who go can earn quite good money, and that often allows them to sort of see more of Australia than they otherwise would be able to do, and it also enables them to sort of get some great experience. Sometimes they'll choose work that enhances existing skills and can be very helpful when they return to Brazil. So as well, we know that through the work and holiday program, oftentimes after they've been out and experienced Australia, they choose to come back and do some postgraduate study, for example, or try and work with a company that might be able to, you know, provide work for them through sponsorship or whatever it is. So it's a very good avenue for opening up Australia, and it makes it a very attractive destination for a lot of young people.
Just finishing our interview, you arrived in Brazil just a couple of months ago. It's impossible not to mention the terrible tragedy in Brumadinho. Can Australia help in any way in terms of expertise, advice?
Look, the Brumadinho tragedy was absolutely awful. It was so tragic and such a devastating thing to happen, particularly for the families of those involved. And as you know, there are still a lot of people unaccounted for. So we have certainly offered, and Australian companies have volunteered their services to provide assessments of other dams in Brazil, tailings dams, for example, and in general, their mining sort of expertise to help in any way they can. And we forwarded those offers to the Brazilian government and also to Vale. And so we stand ready to help in any way we can. We also, as you know, have an aid program, a direct aid program here in Brazil. And under that program, we're looking for opportunities to help, not just in the immediate aftermath of the tragedy, but also we're looking at sort of longer-term projects for rehabilitation and recovery and things like that. So we're doing whatever we can to provide assistance. I think for the time being, it's been quite overwhelming, certainly for the company. While people are still unaccounted for, as you can imagine, the rescue, the recovery operations are still underway. But we have been liaising with the government, and as I say, we stand ready to help in any way we can.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, Tim. Thank you very much.
Yeah, look, it's my pleasure, Luciana. It's always good to talk to you, and I very much appreciate the focus that you give to Brazil. Thanks very much. SBS.com.au.